Welcome to Water of the Word, the radio ministry of Pastor Steve Hadley of Harvest Family Fellowship in Reno. Join us today as Pastor Steve continues through a verse-by-verse study of the wonderful Old Testament book of Joshua. Today we'll learn about the foundational history of God's people and the nation of Israel, and we'll see that these histories are also prophetic of future events. Paul tells us in the book of Galatians, "Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Our study in Joshua will show us that, just as God's people had to battle for their promised land, today we too must battle to see, then seize, God's promises for us, so that we can live in the Spirit-filled life. So come on along. May we all be refreshed and inspired as we are washed by the water of the Word.
The border, verse 13, on the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward, and the border descended to Ataroth Adar, near the hill that lies on the south side of Lower Beth Horon. Verse 14. Then the border extended around the west side to the south, and from the hill that lies there before Beth Horon, southward, and ended at Kirjath Baal, a city of the children of Judah that is on the west side. Let's go to verse 21. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, look at some of the cities that are included. They have the smallest patch of land, but look at these important cities that are included either within their borders or on the border. Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Keziz, Beth Araba. Benjamin gets the smallest of all the territories. Bummer, right? God will use Benjamin mightily through the next several generations and even centuries. Ephraim, as I said, the largest tribe to the north, and Judah, the largest tribe there in the south. They become powerful rivals. And who does God place between them? Benjamin. Benjamin will be crucial to keep the peace. Within her borders are some important cities. Hebron. Do you remember what Hebron means? Fellowship. Shiloh, which we talked about earlier. And Shiloh means peace. And this is going to be where the Ark of the Covenant will be until David comes and grabs it. Bethel, house of God, is within Benjamin's borders. Gibeon. Gibeon means hill, and Gibeon itself is going to be one of those Levitical cities, a holy city. And if you will, Gibeon is a holy hill. Jericho, an important fortress city guarding entrance into the southeastern portion. And of course, will border with Jerusalem itself. These are very strategic cities in the Promised Land. Here's my point. God, on first glance, what'd you give me this ministry for? Why'd you put me in this job? Why do I drive that car, and why do I live in this house? I don't like where I'm at. I'm between two big challenges. What are you doing, Lord? God has a perfect plan. Whatever my inheritance may I be at peace. And may I bloom right where he planted me. This is the strength of my right hand. What? To flourish and be fruitful today, right now, where God has you. I'm not going to really be happy until, you know, the proverbial greener grass. Well, you can do that, but you won't be in Benjamin, and you won't be his right hand. And by the way, this fulfills Deuteronomy 33, verse 12, of Benjamin he,